Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
A highly significant event will take place on Australian television this week. The Nine Network will premiere an epic 10-part documentary series called The Bible. Yes, The Bible, on Tuesday night. To me, it's hardly surprising with the myriad rollicking historical stories contained in The Bible. This TV series features captivating stories from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, displaying true examples of love, hope, grace, and all the highs and lows of the human condition. It premiered in the US earlier this year and became the number one cable program of 2013 with 13 million viewers. In total, with subsequent airings, it's been seen by almost 100 million viewers. The series was produced by Mark Burnett, the man behind The Apprentice and The Voice US, and his Golden Globe-nominated actress wife, Roma Downey. The all-star cast teamed up with the greatest story ever told. It makes the scope of this project just huge. The CEO of Christian Media Australia, Mark Reddy, has seen the series and he's got his own ideas about it all, and he joins us now with his analysis. Mark, welcome to Open House.
Thanks, Lee. It's good to talk to you.
Good on you. Thank you. When you first learned of this series, The Bible, were you surprised that it was being taken up as such a commercial enterprise?
Yeah, obviously it's fantastic. And from, you know, a Christian media perspective, a Christian in general perspective, we're just excited to have something like this that's so relevant and so compelling, you know, broadcast in such a wide way, whether it's commercial or otherwise. It's such a great opportunity to have the Bible in as wide a sphere as we possibly can.
And broadcast here on the Nine Network.
Isn't that amazing?
I think
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the ways that, and it's God's sense of humour, that Channel 9 will be broadcasting the Bible 2 hours per night, and it's just such a fantastic presentation as well.
So why has a network like Channel 9, which makes pretty tough programming decisions, why have they taken a hold of this?
From the perspective of what makes sense is that its rating numbers, it did so well in the US. You talked about earlier on 13.1 million on its opening night. It even held that over the next consecutive nights. You know, it was number one Sunday night for three or four nights in a row, and those are very impressive statistics. It pulls or pushes the buttons of commercial network program managers and said, look, this is something significant, we need to be part of it. In Australia now, this is an opportunity for the Christian community, the church, to say, look, we have a voice, we exist, and to turn up and show that the numbers here also represent a significant Christian community in Australia as well.
Mind you, the audience in Australia is very different from the audience in America.
Absolutely. I mean, in America, you've got you would say it's a strong evangelical community that was able to be leveraged to come out in force and back it. In Australia, we don't sort of have that level of that base where we can say, look, there's a guaranteed outcome. It's one of those things where I think it's all shoulders to the plow right now. If we can get Christians mobilized in any way we possibly can, we've got to prove to the networks, to just the media in Australia in general, that the Christian community has a voice in Australia. We don't have that sort of reputation that the Americans have, that it will just turn up. And rightly so, I think the Christian community in Australia is also more discerning. The product itself is fantastic. I have no issue recommending it. I think Christians should get behind it and support it and leverage that opportunity to talk about the Bible wherever they can. You know, use that screening on Channel 9 to talk about it around the water cooler, wherever you can.
Mark, how do they portray the story of the Bible? What kind of impressions will people take away from it?
Well, it is a grand narrative. So what Mark and Roma have done, which I think is fantastic, is over the 10 episodes, the one-hour episodes, Channel 9 doing what they did in America, where they're doing 2 hours per night over 5 weeks, is stitched together. You know, half of it is the Old Testament, half of it is the New Testament, but you get that view that everything is stitched together. It is one big story. And I think what we generally do is when we talk about the Bible, we look at it from bits. So we talk about a Bible reference here, a Bible reference there. What Mark and Roma have done is try to stitch together a grand narrative so that people who don't know much about the story will get all the bits that you expect from Genesis to Revelation, the story of Jesus, all the bits are in there, and it's stitched together in a sort of a grand narrative arc that takes you through the whole story.
All too often the Christian community, often deservedly, is nervous when they see commercial media dealing with the Bible, with Christian faith. Should they be nervous with this?
Look, I think everybody's got to bring their own ideas to that discussion. I'm not. I think that it is fantastic. I use it as a springboard opportunity to take this discussion into the public square and do what it would I will, you know, from that point on. Mark and Roma have done a fantastic job. Then from that point on, it's the discussions that I take, and I think individual Christians should do the same thing. The Bible, this particular series, has incredible resource base behind it, great minds that have put together the resourcing that has gone into it. So from a theological perspective, it's there. You may have some ideas of the ark doesn't look like this or it doesn't look like that. From a grand narrative perspective, we need to talk about this story. We need to get out there and support it.
Mark, as a discerning media man, quite apart from faith, what do you say about the production values of the Bible?
Look, it's fantastic. It is interesting that someone like Mark Burnett has taken this particular challenge up, because he's known for reality TV. This is actually his first scripted format, but he does bring incredible high-quality production values to the task. It looks fantastic. It looks every bit, to you can say that I'm very proud of this product.
So Mark and Roma have been very successful in what they do in the mainstream and in reality TV. What have they said about why they took on the Bible? Because it might be seen as a bit of a commercial risk.
Mark and Roma have said that this is probably the greatest project that they've done, and one of the reasons why they wanted to do it, and I'll quote them here, is regardless of one's belief, the Bible has impacted mankind like no other book. Its influence on politics, culture, literature, art, philanthropy, and education is unparalleled, and we want to do everything in our power to take this story to the next generation. So from their perspective, it's a real faith drive, and they put their money on the line. They've spent, you know, $22 million making this series, and even the next one, they've just announced that NBC in the US will take AD. They're really, you know, putting their own reputation to open doors and then creating something fantastic that Christians should be proud of.
And the viewers have responded, as I said before, up to 100 million. Why do you think it's had that kind of impact there?
In no small part to the fact that the Christian community in the US decided to say, look, we exist, and we exist in a strong way, and we want to exist in all the cultural spheres where we possibly can. And if commercial television is the opportunity to do that, we're going to get out in numbers and support that. And also, I think the fact that the product itself is actually quite compelling. So once people tuned in to the opportunity, they actually liked what they saw as well.
If it's so successful and if it's so good, why do you think other productions like this aren't made as regularly, either in the United States or, for that matter, in Australia?
Well, interestingly, I think we're going to see more and more of this. We're going to see Noah come out next year, and again, the secular director on that, Russell Crowe's in that film. We're going to see more of these stories come through. I think at the end of the day, it takes people of conviction to step out, put their reputation on the line, and make something that works. Hollywood, and like any other business, they're after the bottom line.
Yes.
And if the bottom line proves to be there, they'll continue making it.
There are producers in the United States like that, though.
Absolutely. And in Hollywood, there are producers that are doing that. Mark's story is unique in that he came to faith as a mature adult. And so, you know, he brought his faith journey to pass on this one, and I think that's fantastic. But there have also been lifelong producers in Hollywood that have been doing some great things. Phil Cook, he's got a great connection in Hollywood of Christians that are producing great content. Ralph Winter produced X-Men and Wolverine and all those fantastic high-budget action films, also himself looking to produce more content like this as well.
So how do you think Australian audiences will respond to this, Mark?
Look, I think this is a fantastic opportunity, and you know, we've really got to thank Channel 9 for putting it out there. I hope and I pray that the Australian Church gets behind this and supports it in significant numbers. I think what you'll see, you'll be very impressed with. The opportunity is there to leverage a Christian voice in a public square, and I'm hoping that as a Christian community, we can come out in great numbers and just show, you know, from a ratings perspective, that it was a huge success.
Mark Reddy, thanks very much indeed for your time. We'll be watching with great interest.
Thank you, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.